We continue our series for the summer, a different topic each week. And as we kind of do this, not that, is the difference between what God has called us, what God has led us to as his people, and where it means to follow him versus the world, which has a very different perspective as we walk through this life. As we're talking this week, it's an interesting question. Who deserves help? How do you know whether someone deserves help or doesn't deserve help? How do we deal with this help, the things that are necessary in life? There are moments of help. I remember my dad years and years and years and years and years ago. He's a principal of a school, a Lutheran school, so you don't get much money for being a principal. And they had rented for years and they really wanted to buy a house. And back in those days, because I'm apparently an old man, getting rent was not easy. Not nowadays where you can, sure I need rent, even though I have no money. That was a day where you'd apply to try to get rent or try to get money given for you to rent someplace, and you had to have a very high amount of money coming in. And so my dad did not get approved for the rent that he longed for to get this house. And there's no question, it was a challenge for him, and he actually went to someone in our church to go to them and ask them to loan him the money. He'd pay it back. It's over time, all the normal steps, but it was not easy. My dad and I are very similar, the same. We don't mind doing things. We don't mind being in charge. We don't generally love asking for help. And so it was a challenge. I mean, I've got a dad who's so strong, never doubtful, never weak, and yet it came to this asking someone to support and give money for a need that he had. And what we're talking about today is not just money. Sometimes it's someone looking for money. Sometimes it's someone that just needs someone to talk to. Sometimes it's situations where they just need some help. Can you watch my kids? There are moments in life where we kind of have to ask the question, who deserves that? You know, what makes it right to say no? What makes it okay to, you know, should we do this every time? Is this what our calling is of God? What is the situation? And so I kind of want to hit four questions for you. We're going to hit through, since I have 15 minutes, it'll take an hour and a half. So, but kind of four things we really want to get into, which is, you know, how do you know whether someone deserves your help or not? If you're someone who has need of help, how do you ask? If it is a circumstance where someone comes to you and asks for help, how do you answer? What do you do? And then last but not least, there's wacky things to think about and be ready for. And so we're just going to hit those wacky ones last. So we kind of start off with who deserves help? You know, this, not that. We live in a culture where pretty much people, they don't generally come and ask. They get upset when they do not receive what they need. Whether that's being in a school and not having someone who teaches you accurately and well, I should be getting educated better. Whether it's someone that just wants to talk to someone and can't seem to get anyone to listen to them. Whether it be someone who has this struggle and has a financial need and what, the government's not paying for this, and they apply, and we deserve this. This is terrible. And there are these thoughts that go around. You know, as we look at this reality, it's fascinating that when you dig in the scriptures, what is it that we deserve? Romans chapter 3, verse 10. You know, this is what it says to us. In Romans chapter 3, verse 10, it says, no one, is righteous. No one deserves a thing from God. For all have sinned. Everyone has sinned. everyone that we walk with in this world is not deserving of kindness, is not deserving of, oh, just forget about that thing that I did. This is what God says in his word, and it's strong. No one is righteous. No one deserves. In fact, it goes on and it says in verse 20, it says, the law comes for us. God put laws in our lives. God puts the law of God out into our world in the scriptures. We have these things that God says, this is right, this is wrong. This law is all placed there for a simple reason. It's so that you see your lack. What? God gave you laws so that you see your lack? Yeah. Because this is the struggle for human beings. I'm good enough. I make small mistakes. God says no. God accepts, he expects perfection. He expects us to follow him. And who is worthy of help? Who is worthy of someone doing nice things for them? No one. And it's kind of a tough message to start this with. I will tell you, this is not the end of the story, but this is an important fact for us to understand. When someone comes and asks for help from you, do they deserve it? No. Do you deserve the help that you have received? Do you deserve even the things that you have? Do you deserve the talents that God has given you? Do you deserve something? Not at all. We are all a mess. In fact, as it keeps going in Corinthians, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And I'm sure you're really great people, but I'm pretty sure when taxes come, you probably don't list everything you're supposed to list. I'm pretty sure that you, godly people, yes, excellence honors God and inspires people. So when you go to work, you give 100% every time. Maybe not. I'm sure, you know, here we are in a church to do great things that God has called us to, and I'm sure we just do it to the very best of our ability every time. All of us are nowhere near what God has called us to be and called us to do. So does someone deserve for you to help them? No. And that's just one step. So never feel guilty. Never feel pushed. Oh, I should do this. I should. Yeah. This is not people coming in need. It's not your fault. It's not your problem. Okay? Now, long ways to go. Point two, as we kind of go through this, if you're someone with a need, if you're someone that has a struggle, if you're someone that's in help and you don't actually deserve anything, what do you do? Is it okay to ask? What happened? How do you do this? And as in all things, God, the one who made you, the one who is with you, the one who has his plans for you, he's number one. And so I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but if you're going to start getting your needs met, you start in the Lord God. You spend time praying to him, lifting it up to him. In Matthew chapter 11, it says this, come unto me, all you who are weary. Come unto me, all you who need rest. This is the reality. God says, if you want to find answers for the struggles of your life, the questions that you have in life, I'm here. I'm here. And I think it's often in life as we go through the challenges and the struggles, we don't think about this is a God factor, this is just my situation. God says in all things, I'm the God who's here. I'm the God who is there. In Matthew chapter 7, right? Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. These are the words of Jesus to us. to lean on him, to talk to him. Because he's the God who says, you don't deserve a thing, but I've given my life for you because I love you that much. And I'm here for you, no matter what. No matter if it's your own fault for where you're at. No matter for whatever is going on. Doesn't matter. I'm the God who's on your side. Talk to me. Listen to me. For I care so deeply about you. So when you go and ask for help, you start with the Lord your God. He's the one. Now, God sometimes directs us to lean on each other. We go through the scriptures and we have this reality where two are gathered. There I am in the midst of them. That if you want God on your side, we sometimes have to lean on each other. And I know our culture is not so much going and sharing our bad moments, sharing some of our struggles, some of our needs. As a counselor, someone that meets with a lot of people for a lot of different things, it's amazing how many times I ask, well, who have you been talking to about this? And people around here say, no one. It's important, if you have need in life, to learn this is the body of Christ, to come share with your brothers and sisters, to walk with each other, and know that you don't deserve it, but we all have moments of need. Give thanks to those who open their ears, who open their lives, who open themselves. Now the long one, probably the hour-long one. So what do I do? Someone comes to and needs something. How do I respond? If they don't deserve, what is it that I'm called to be and called to do? This doesn't make sense. Right? No one deserves it, so should I just not do anything for anyone? No. We go back to, no question, the reality of what Christ says. In the book of Luke, he has this moment where he's talking about this reality, and he says, do to others just as you would long if you were in their situation. And this is the reality. Do we do to others if we were in that situation? It's important when people have a need, whether it's need to give answers for struggles or, and you're saying, that's obvious, what's your problem? No, we have to recognize, where are these people? What's wrong in their life? What are the struggles? What are the challenges? What are the limitations? What are the things going on? And we are supposed to act toward other people as we wish they would act to us if we were in their circumstance, with their background, with their struggle. This is what the scriptures actually tell us to be and to do. To help, because I'm pretty sure you have received help on occasion. Pretty sure you recognize the need on occasion. Helping is what Christ has been for us. And this is an important point. God does not say to go and do what people ask you to do. God says, follow me. Jesus says, follow me. And exactly what God is saying is don't do things because people ask. You simply hear what they have to say, pray, talk to God, listen to what he has to direct us to, and do what God calls you to do. In the book of Acts, this is a great example. This is Peter. Peter is the man in Acts chapter 3. He's walking around with his brothers, and all of a sudden one of these, you know, hurting people that have their physical issues, you know, asking for money, because that was pretty standard back in that day. And Peter, you know, the guy comes to him, and Peter says, silver, gold, I got none of that. I'm a poor man. But this is what I do have. This is what I can do. And I'm going to lift you up before the Lord God in prayer. And I'm going to heal what's wrong with you. I mean, that's unbelievable. But here's the answer. Our goal, our role, is not to do what the world begs us to do. Our goal is to have the heart of God, who cares for people no matter how messed up they are, no matter what their problems are, and bringing them to God and following what God directs us to be and to do. Now, some of you have been in circumstances where you've got someone who has this need and has this need, and you help and you help and you help and you help and you help, and it doesn't seem to ever do anything productive, and you're so frustrated, like, how do I help this person? That's why we listen to God. Sometimes God says, give them what they need. And sometimes God says, direct them. Teach them. Show them. Sometimes God says, get them connected with someone else because they're more connected with someone else. We follow God in this. We listen to the things that they have to say. We pray for people no matter what. But what we do is what God calls us to do. There's no question. This text, as I read from, I haven't read it yet. So anyway, Matthew chapter 5, as it's going on, and this is Jesus teaching people, and he says, you've heard it said, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, right? Someone does something wrong, then you get that. Should be fair and equal and everything like that. Jesus says just the opposite. He says, give to one who begs. Give to one who expresses the need, no matter what. And that's a tough situation. It's a calling of God to open our hearts for the people of this world. Now, I had a dear friend back years ago when I was at seminary, a non-believer, and someone that we talked to, and we talk about, you know, well, we like our church supports people. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm very supportive of people. We're like, really? They're like, yeah. And we're like, what? I pay taxes. And we're like, what? You don't give anything for anyone. No, I just direct them to the place where they're supposed to be supported. And I'm like, yeah. Government is not the answer. I can deal with the people who have sought support from the government, and sometimes it becomes this thing that people see that as their answer, and it's completely, they get some money and they step walking through. There are problems. There are problems. God does not long for us to solve all their problems. He longs for us as the people of God to get them connected with the God who is strong and mighty, to be a person who cares for the people as God cares for the people. Now, a couple other small things. What to watch out for? I would say a number of years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, there was this man who was kind of brought up in church, got a little away from being in church and job and other things going on, and he had such a heart to help people. And so he would do things like, hey, I need this, and he'd help, and would they ever get money back? Never. No one would ever pay him back, and so he has this financial problem because he gives money to people. And he has this moment where someone asks to loan his car. He said, oh, yeah, you can borrow my car. You need to get there. Go ahead. Take my car. It's fine. And he never gets the car back. And I mean, there are moments where people are using, not asking. You get that difference? There are people who do not ask for help. They just seek to get everything they can get. And sometimes we do have to draw our lines. Sometimes people ask for immediacy. Immediacy. I need this now. I need this now, because they know that if they can make you do it now, you're not going to think about it and process and go through. God calls us to pray, to process, to lean on Him, to follow Him. So it's real simple. We sometimes have to talk to God first. Sometimes I have to call and talk to each other as brothers and sisters in Christ before taking some of the actions that people ask us to walk through and take. Secondarily, and my last kind of point for this, we read in Luke chapter 14, everyone who seeks to make themselves look good, these are the ones that, in Jesus' time, it was a different culture, all right? People here in the front row, these are the most godly people. You know, then you start going back, and these are okay. Oh my goodness, you people in the back row. I mean, this is not like a joke. This is actually how it was. Where you sat was where you get. And there were these people that, oh, they do a great thing, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm a great guy. I'm stepping into the third row, man, yeah. And it's like, Jesus says, no, are you nuts? We never draw attention for the things that we have done. We don't, you know, I did this great thing this week, and yet God used me so mightily. Who's that for? We don't pride ourselves. And there are so many circumstances. I, funerals are a tremendous thing, and sometimes the funerals that happen here, and people stand up and share the things that these people have done in their life, and I'm like, holy cow, that's amazing. These are godly people. I never even heard the things, because they don't go and share their stories of the great things God does to them. They serve. And they serve gladly. And they care. Because that's what God has called us to be and to do. And who do we serve? We serve all the imperfect, the people that don't deserve a thing. Not a thing. Because the God who has given us grace, life, salvation, we don't deserve a thing. He's the one who uses us to help the world find the grace, the God who's stronger than whatever they face, the salvation that they have in Jesus Christ. And so, who deserves your help? No one. And who would God help? Everyone. Nothing's expected. We only seek to follow the God, to listen to him, not doing what people ask, but in their moment of need, turning to the God who has his plans and uses you in mighty ways. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, Lord, that you are the God who made us, the God who loves us, the God who looks at us, broken people, and loves us no matter what. The God who has placed us in specific moments, placed us in areas, placed us in just a situation where, Lord, they need to be loved. They need to be brought to you. They need to be helped. And Father, we seek not to be the resolver for everyone. We seek only to bring them in a relationship with you, the true resolver. We help sometimes to give direction, to guide, to listen to talk. But Father, we can't do anything. You're the God who does it all. We do it because you, the mighty God, is in us. You are with us. And Lord, may you use us. May you use us in mighty ways. In Jesus' name, amen.